from Detroit to Petoskey. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Rise and shine, folks. Good Tuesday morning to you. It is the 13th day of April, 2021. We welcome you here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, and Anthony Bellino all joining you here this morning. All throughout your morning commute, Traverse City down to Toledo, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. We appreciate you for making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well on both Comcast Channel 900 and over on BCSN. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, iHeartRadio app pages. Dan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. I am at AC Bellino. Welcome, everybody. Visit MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com to be able to listen back to anything, listen live, read the written word, whatever you'd like to do. Just holler at us over on our website. Easy for me to say. Early Tuesday morning. I don't know why I feel like I do, but I do. Dan, Ryan, good morning to both of you. Happy Tuesday. What's happening? Anything good?
I'm just thankful that Ryan realized it was Tuesday, because he woke up this morning and thought it was Saturday and almost turned his alarm off, but he didn't, thank goodness.
Yeah, I had that great of sleep where I just woke up for a minute in the middle of the night. I look over at my alarm clock. I go, why is that turned on? It's Saturday. I don't need that on.
That would have been bad.
Like, I have alarms on my phone as well, so like, I would have eventually woken up.
He also has a wife that probably would have put an elbow in his kidney and said, get out of bed.
Yeah, so do you have an analog clock? Or like a clock?
A digital or an analog?
Either one.
Digital alarm clock, but then I also have alarms on my phone because gotcha. I don't wake up to just one alarm.
Neither
especially
do I.
That early.
How does your wife handle all this?
She's come somewhat numb to it. But then if it also hits a certain point, like the fourth alarm, where if I haven't moved, then I get the kick. So, but I tell her, you yell at me, make fun of me. It's like you get up at 3:45 every morning and see how many alarms you need.
Yeah,
because she's a one alarm person. Of like, yeah, I'd never make anything. I just set one alarm.
It's impossible. I'm right there with you.
Only because of the time we wake up. Like, if it was a 8 a.m. alarm, first of all, I'm up no matter what by about 6 o'clock on the weekend just because of this. But if it's later in the day or in the morning, I can wake up with one alarm. But yeah, the middle of the night, we wake up in the middle of the night.
So you guys, as I'm trying to process all this information here, Ryan especially, like, there's no answer to this, by the way. There's zero answer to this. Like, with the time, especially that you guys have to wake up to get in there, with the time that that alarm goes off, multiple alarms is going to bother your significant other. That's going to happen. It's going to bother them. Like, they're going to be mad. And it comes with the territory. And that's how, like, if you work morning news on television, like, those people are getting up at
one thirty.
Yeah. Like, to be on the morning news on television, those hours are crazy. And sleep schedules and sleep cycles and everything else. I can't believe Dan just said he wakes up at 6 a.m. on the weekends. Are you serious?
Well, it's just like, I mean, I don't actually get out of bed.
But your body first wakes you up?
Yeah. My body wakes me up at 4:50. Like, you're late for work pretty much every day.
Wow. Yeah, no, I don't have that issue on the weekends. As long as I don't have to, like, go to the grocery store
Does your body clock flip on the weekends?
My body clock.
All of a sudden, you're up till 12:30, 1 a.m. Friday and Saturday. I'm the same way.
Yep, that's the biggest issue is that Friday and Saturday, it's 12:30, it's 1 o'clock, it's 1:45, it's 3 a.m. It's like, oh, that's Waffle House. You know, there's a lot of things.
Yeah, if
like
we
that.
Had Waffle House up here, maybe it might be a little different.
It's severely underrated.
I know. We just have to deal with the Denny's in our area or whatever.
We need an all-star special.
Well, and now that we have our sleep cycles and sleep schedules out to the masses, this is a positive. Big news yesterday at the trade deadline. Wow. Steve Yzerman, we're going to get into that and what the Red Wings accomplished not only off the ice but on the ice last night as well. A huge game for the Tigers taking on the Houston Astros in a pitching matchup. Maybe one of the better ones of the season that the Tigers will see. AJ Hinch going back to Houston. We'll get you caught up on that game as well. There were no Pistons last night. We'll talk to John Wagner on a couple of broad baseball topics in regards to MLB's replay. We'll talk about the ball a little bit and some changes there. And then Kyle Barlow will join us in what the offseason kind of looks like. We'll dive into the transfer portal as well. What does a basketball coach do when there's no basketball? So that's some interesting questions there. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
I couldn't believe it. I was starstruck, befuddled, bewildered. I had no idea what in the world Steve Yzerman was up to yesterday. But they finally did it. They finally did it. Details on the trade coming up next. And we'll grade it for you as well. Star receiver Julian Edelman, Kent State alum, played quarterback there for the Golden Flashes, at 34 years of age, is retiring, ending his 12-year career with the New England Patriots. One thing that I thought was very interesting about this is the news first came out that he was no longer going to be with the Patriots because of a, quote, failed physical. And I was like, wait a minute, did Jules just really bomb a physical to reunite with Gronk and Brady in Tampa Bay? But now they're saying that he retired. So,
I mean, he did retire. Jules, he put a video out, like a five-minute video.
Did Jules just retire, put out a couple-minute video of him in Gillette Stadium to sit out a year, only to get the itch to come back to join Brady and Gronk in Tampa?
Because of the failed physical, he actually gets, like, protection, like somewhat an insurance kicks in because of his failed physical. So he gets a $2 million, like, insurance, like, policy. I don't know if policy or, like, fund for a failed physical and retiring.
If you don't use any of your insurance, should you get that money back at the end of the year?
I mean, yeah, but let's not get into deficiencies in the U.S. healthcare system.
I mean, healthcare, I mean, regular insurance, like any type of insurance. Like, if you don't use it,
is it true? If you don't use it, you lose it?
Former Kansas City Chiefs assistant Britt Reid, son of Andy Reid, has been charged with felony DWI. Denver Nuggets guard Jamal Murray helped off the court late game last night with a knee injury. This is not good. They're awaiting the MRI, a 116-107 loss to the Golden State Warriors. Scary sight there for the Denver Nuggets, because if he goes down, the wheels are going to come off the bus for that organization. Steph Curry tops Wilt Chamberlain as the Golden State Warriors' all-time scorer. Then he capped the night by dropping 53 points in that very dub that we were just talking about, in which Murray was injured. The Dallas Mavericks' Luka Doncic has been critical of the NBA's play-in tournament concept, which I don't understand why. I think it's riveting stuff. And if you don't want to be in the play-in game, don't finish 7th or 8th, and then you get right back into the tournament. But at least it gives us a little drama. We saw what the Phoenix Suns were able to do. Sure, it's a little hokey, and it's coming off of the COVID, but they tried it. It worked, and we'll see what happens in a regular season. And if it doesn't go over very well this year, or it stinks, then they'll get rid of it.
I believe he's kind of saying, I believe Draymond echoed it, like there's not an incentive. It's not incentive enough if you're in 8th or 9th to like get into it. I believe that's the criticism of it. It's like, it's not, you know.
He says you play 72 games to get into the playoffs, then maybe lose 2 in a row and you're out. I don't see the point of that.
You could lose 4 in a row and you're out. What does it matter?
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. Minnesota Twins and the Timberwolves, the Wild, they all postponed their games last night in the wake of a police shooting of Dante Wright. Another video that circulates that is not good. The Detroit Tigers 6-2 winners over the Houston Astros, and the Detroit Red Wings. How about the Wingdings last night? A 3-1 winner over the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll step aside. The Wings trade deadline deal. We'll grade it next here on X's and Bros in the Michigan Sports Network.
Spring is one of the most exciting times to be a sports fan. And now you have a chance to join the action with BetMGM. Sign up using bonus code SHEPBET and your first wager is risk-free up to $600. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. When you register with BetMGM, you'll also get access to the best parlay selection features, live betting options, tons of player props, and daily specials. Baseball's back in full swing, and the playoff races are heating up in basketball and hockey as well. Whether you love strikeouts or slam dunks, you can bet confidently on all the biggest games with the king of sportsbooks. Simply download the BetMGM app and go to BetMGM.com and enter bonus code SHEPBET to get back up to $600 on your very first wager. Grab your piece of the action and take your sports fan experience to the next level with BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Your neighborhood Auto Value Auto Parts store, where service is the difference. We get it. Save this month on Philips Crystal Vision headlight bulbs starting at just $29.99. Trico Force wiper blades start at just $14.99. And True Fuel pre-mixed two-stroke engine fuels just $5.49. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and save 15% on orders of $75 or more with the coupon code SPRING15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Spring has sprung, and so have the savings of Meijer. Whether you're grilling up greatness or working on your yard, get to saving some extra green with deals like Meijer Family Pack Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts or Thighs, just $1.89 a pound. Scott's Naturescapes Triple Shred Mulch Bags, just $2 each when you buy five or more. Plus, enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Get started now in the Meijer app. Save a little more green this spring with seasonal savings at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Brian Elke, and Anthony Bellino all with you here this morning on this Tuesday, the 13th day of April. Thank you so much. No matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, we appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros. And a very exciting day yesterday. Both of our teams winning, which is always a positive. You love to see it. The Detroit Red Wings winning 3-1 over the Carolina Hurricanes. The Detroit Tigers 6-2 winners over the Houston Astros. More on these games individually coming up. But first, let's get into the Red Wings yesterday. As before we even had the game, they were already hitting the ice for some action. And Steve Yzerman, a deadline deal here that is... That is one of those. I almost felt bad when I read the tweet and I said, you know what? There is, it's not that there's a sucker born every day. That's not it at all. What's important here is that what you have is something of value and you have somebody who is willing to pay for that something of value that you have. That something of value is Anthony Mantha, who's had, I mean, let's be honest, a pretty mediocre. Pretty mediocre, especially considering the expectations, but on him, I'd say a pretty mediocre time here in Detroit. Right, there has been some very uninspired play by Anthony Mantha. And for that, it has rubbed some people the wrong way. It has rubbed the fan base the wrong way a little bit, and they've kind of given up hope a little bit on Anthony Mantha. Well, you know, somebody who didn't give up on him right away was Steve Yzerman. They signed him to a new four-year contract before the season even started. And it was like, all right, you know, here is your time to shine, right? Here you go. Four-year deal, $5.7 million. Let's see what you got. And for whatever reason, it didn't necessarily feel as if the Wings were getting a consistent performance out of Anthony Mantha. He, along with a couple other players that I will mention here, they just haven't looked great. And so what exactly was Steve Yzerman to do with the current situation? Well, find a trade partner, somebody who believes in Anthony Mantha. Somebody believes that maybe one, it's a change of scenery might be needed.
it doesn't really have to be even Dude, believing in him.
They can put some talent around him to think that he's got the juice and say, hey, he's never played. His lines in Detroit have never been adequate enough. We might be able to squeeze some real juice out of this guy who's only 26 years old. I think he's worth a look. I'm sorry, Dan, what were you saying?
No, I completely agree. That's what I was going to say. Like, if you put some talent around him, he might be able to figure it out. But, you know, when he was basically, it was between him and Larkin at 23, 24 years old. Hey, you're the guys now. Well, they kind of really didn't have that yet. But now when you go to Washington, we'll see.
And there's another name I want to throw in there as well with those two. Do you know the name I'm going to throw in there with Mantha and with Larkin?
Andreas?
Double A. Andreas Anthonisiou. Well, you guys are the guys now. This is our young core, right? As the Pistons have their core four, this is our young core of guys. And Mantha, who was a first-round selection of the Red Wings back in 2013, has scored 95 goals, 99 assists, 194 total points in 302 career games. He's got that contract hit, as I mentioned, on the books for $5.7 million over the next 4 years. Okay. So Detroit, in exchange, gets two checks, so we could go with the Czechoslovakian five. We might be able to get there in Panic of Verona. Panic is an elder statesman. He's a veteran. But Verona, on the other hand, who's 25, who was a first round pick of the Capitals the next draft after Anthony Mantha, has played 24 games during the 2018 Stanley Cup run that they made in Washington. So he's coming in with some high-level playoff experience. Scored a career-high 25 goals in 69 games last season. Has 11 goals, 14 assists for 25 total points in 39 contests this season. He's from Prague as well, in case you were wondering. And he's in the second year of a two-year bridge deal that pays him $3.35 million annually. Not too bad. Panic, on the other hand, this is his nine-year NHL career, his sixth team over that course of that time. He's hit the 20-goal mark only once in his career, but he does reunite with Steve Yzerman, who was his first GM when Panic broke into the league with the Tampa Bay Lightning back in 2012 and 2013. He's under contract for the next couple of years on a deal that pays him $2.75 million annually. So you got a 30-year-old in Panic, you got a 25-year-old in Verona, that combined are roughly going to cost you $6 million against the cap, a little bit over. You give up on Anthony Mantha, you send him to Washington in exchange. So the cap hit is a little bit lighter on Washington's side, but you know they're receiving what they believe is going to be a guy that paired around some talent. We'll have to wait and see on how it works out for him. Wishing the best, say happy trails. You know, safe travels, all that good stuff. The kicker to all of this is that Steve Yzerman wheeled a first-round pick and a second-round pick over the next two drafts for Anthony Mantha. So you got two assets in actual draft capital. You got two players that can hopefully impact your team that Steve Yzerman, at least having a little bit of experience with Panic, I think will be helpful. He's also Czech, in case you were wondering. That checks the box. And two picks for Anthony Mantha? Like, that is a haul. This is the best deal that has been made since Jared Goff for Matthew Stafford in the city. Our GMs are cooking a little bit. And so if you look at the way this trade breaks down and the overall transaction and what that means for the Red Wings moving forward, for the upcoming draft. Listen to this in 2021. They'll have the Capitals first rounder plus their own first rounder. So you get two picks in the first round as of right now in the 2021 NHL entry draft. They have the New York Rangers second rounder when the Red Wings acquired Mark Stahl in 2021 and the second round pick from the Rangers for future considerations. I love future considerations. The Edmonton Oilers, they get their second round pick because remember, they traded Andreas Anthonisiou for Sam Gagne, the 2020 second rounder and the 2021 second rounder. And then they have their own second round pick. Oh, and by the way, in the third round, they have the Vegas Golden Knights from the Tomas Tatar deal that set a 2018 first round draft pick and a 2019 second round draft pick and a 2021 third round draft pick to Detroit, plus their own third. It's pretty impressive what they've been able to do. They had to swap a little bit, so they gave up a fourth rounder, but they got a fourth rounder of their own. Ottawa gets in there on their fifth rounder, but they have a fifth rounder of their own and a sixth. So entering next year's draft, they're going to have two firsts, three seconds, two thirds. That's pretty incredible. They also have two fourths, two fifths. That's a wild amount of picks. And you were able to do all of that for Anthony Mantha and a guy that, like, let's be honest, he was underwhelming here in Detroit. He was supposed to be the guy, along with Andreas Antetokounmpo and Dylan Larkin. This was our young core of players. Remember, we stocked up. Now, it's going to take time. Hockey, much like baseball, takes years of figuring this out. Steve Yzerman's first job, much like Troy Weaver, was one, get the salary cap spending under control. Figure out how to get this team out of a cap-strapped hell and then move forward from there. He's working on that element of it. He's working on stockpiling the cupboard for the draft. These are good things. These are very good things. I put the question out yesterday real quick. Which organization do you have the most faith in to get this thing turned around the fastest? Is it the Lions, the Red Wings, the Tigers, or the Pistons? And let me tell you, folks, we got a lot of people interested in this one. But 44% of people right now believe it's the Red Wings, followed by the Tigers at 21%, the Lions at 18%, and the Pistons at 17%. We'll step aside when we return. Kyle Barlow will join us next. We'll talk a little hoops and more here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellino here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook Racing and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. Professional basketball and hockey are both in the second half of the season, and we just opened up professional baseball. So now is the time for new players in Michigan. Use TwinSpires and they'll give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, $1,000 in one whole week to try out your luck. Basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, they've got it all, and you can do it all right from your phone. Download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age or older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.